Hey guys, happy Sunday. Happy Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month. For those of you who have children with autism, I used to get super involved in the autism conferences and all of those different things when Jaden was younger. Now that he's older, I've kind of scaled back on all that and kind of just literally have accepted my son, right, for who he is, and I love him, and I'm grateful that, you know, he's well and he's doing okay, even though there are some dark days and some struggles. I've learned over the years, you know, that there are things that you can't change and that you really do have to love your child and accept them for who they are. I mean, that goes with all of your children, right? But I wanted to hop on today to talk about how you can keep hope alive. I wanted to give you some ideas, especially when, you know, you're having struggles and things are not going so well for you. It's hard to even believe that you can keep hope alive, right? But here are some ideas for those of you who may be in a place where, you know, you not only have a child with severe special needs, but you may have a, you know, situation at home where maybe you lost your job. Maybe your husband or your wife lost their job. Maybe, you know, you're struggling with bills. Maybe you're, you know, struggling with friendships, relationships. I mean, there's so many different things that can go on in, you know, the day-to-day living that it's kind of like, okay, I don't just have a child with severe special needs, but I also have other things that are going on too that, you know, it's hard for me to keep hope alive, you know? Some of you may be saying that to yourself. And so I wanted to just hop on and give you some ideas. So, you know, when you're going through all of these things, the struggles, the dark days, you know, step outside in the fresh air. I know sometimes it's even hard to get up out of bed, right? Especially if you struggle with depression. But it's important for you, you know, especially if you're feeling doom and gloom and just like, oh, I don't even want to do this. It's important for you to force yourself to get up, go outside and take in a deep breath in through your nose and blow out through your mouth and do it a few times, right? Because when you do step outside into the fresh air, you know, you're alive. I mean, God has given you another day. And I know for some of you, you're like, I really don't want this day. But guess what? You have it and you're alive. And so be grateful that you get to live, that you get to go out and breathe fresh air. You know, tell someone you love them or text someone you love them. You know, you can come inside after, you know, you've taken your deep breaths and you've taken in that fresh air, drink a glass of water, light a candle, put on some music. You know, there's so many different things, and I'm just going through some of the things that I do, clearly. But sometimes it works, or you can dance like crazy, like my husband. My husband loves to dance, even, you know, when he's having some back issues and stuff like that, he still gets up and he still, you know, he'll still wave his arms and do whatever he can because, you know, it makes you feel good. If you have, you know, a pet, right? Hang out with your pet, take a nap with your pet, go for a walk with your dog. If you have a dog, you know, spend some time in nature. There's so many different things, right? To keep hope alive. How about bubble baths? For those of you who like bubble baths, what I really like to do is I like to watch comedy bits. So, I mean, if you're into comedy, that's great. Kevin, he loves to be funny and he loves funny, but it's really funny. He doesn't like stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. So you can, you know, watch some stand-up comedy. What else? I'm thinking. How about if you have the funds, which I know some of you don't, but I know some of you may have the funds. Go get a massage, book a massage, right? Or go get your hair done, or go get a pedicure, you know, go to the movies. I mean, I can't even tell you when the last time it was that I went to the movies. Like, it's been a long time. I just don't go to the movies. How about take a technology break, which can be very hard, especially, you know, when we have our kids that also rely on the technology. Like Jaden, yesterday when I was hanging out with him, he was so upset because, you know, when he's on his iPad, he wants to make sure that that song is going to play. And if that song doesn't play, you better watch out. I mean, it was just a difficult moment for him. And so, you know, you have to unplug from technology, you know, unfortunately. That may mean, you know, for your kids too, right? To help them to unplug before they have meltdowns, right? Before they go through that kind of thing. How about cooking? I love to cook, you know, really good meals too, like hearty meals, like chicken and mashed potatoes and a vegetable or something. Like, I just love those kind of comfort meals, or like chicken pot pie. I love comfort food. Listen to podcasts while you're making your meals. Like, I love listening to, you know, uplifting podcasts. And if you're listening to this, I'm so grateful that you're listening to this. And I, you know, and I'm praying for your family, because I know how hard it is. How it's so very hard to have a family, you know, let alone to have a child with severe special needs and other things. I mean, it is so difficult, so difficult. And, you know, it is important for us as parents, you know, to listen to positive, uplifting voices that are out there, you know, on social media. It's super important for us to do that kind of thing. I'm trying to think. What else? How about decluttering for those of you who have the time? Like, what I did today, I was like, okay, you know, I was by myself for the first time in a long time, where all the guys are out of the house today. And I went to the basement and I started decluttering, because I said, well, what else am I going to do? So after church, we came home, we ate, everybody left, and I went down to the basement. And I just started decluttering. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. And then I also had a counseling appointment that I had to counsel a mother, and it was wonderful. And then I went back downstairs to declutter. I was like, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to declutter. And it feels so good to just get rid of things that you don't need, and also to donate things to other families who are in need. So do that kind of thing, because that also helps to keep hope alive, right? You're decluttering, so therefore you can breathe better. You know, you go in that area and you're like, sweet, look at this. It's clean, and you know, I know where things are at. That was my timer. I'm making a peach cobbler so you can bake, right? If you don't want to cook a meal, bake some peach cobbler, some chocolate chip cookies, some brownies. And if you're into the health stuff, like gluten-free, sugar-free, all that stuff, make it gluten-free, sugar-free, paleo, whatever it is, to your heart's content, just do it, right? Whatever is going to give you hope, whatever is going to give you peace, that's what you should be doing. The stressless skill for the week is to take some ideas that will help you to maintain and sustain hope for your journey when you're taking care of your child with autism. You know, the ideas and the tips that I gave you in this podcast, I'm hoping that they will help you. I gave you quite a few. But the scripture that I have for you is actually from the sermon from church today. And it is in Mark chapter 9. Verse 24, at once the boy's father shouted, I do have faith. Please help me to have even more. So you do have faith, Mom. You do have faith, Dad. You do have faith, Grandma. Whoever you are, you know, whatever you're doing, you do have faith. And all you have to do is ask God to give you more faith. Ask Him to help you, to keep hope alive, to keep faith alive. So that way you can be at your best when you're caring for your child with autism. But when you're also, you know, caring for yourself. So I pray that for you and your family, that you continue to have faith and that you continue to trust God and that you are able to maintain and sustain that hope that you need. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Talk to you next week. Bye.